Welcome everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Koi Wetla Podcast Show. I'm sitting here watching my big 55-inch screen TV, and I got screen save of the original Star Trek. And the original's Enterprise looks so good on my 55-inch TV. I'm looking at it right now. And when I start the YouTube channel, y'all guys gonna see it too. But it looks really good. It looks amazing. Wow. That's my new baby. Along with the podcast show, this is my baby too. That's my new baby. She's brand new. She's not even a month old. She's standing there on the old two desks that I used to use before I got the L desk. And I know God gave me those two desks for a reason. I was going to use them for a reason. And the TV and the Xbox S is the makeup for me being in the hospital that God blessed me with. And it showed that hard work pays off. You get up, you work hard, you can buy good, great things. And that's what I did. I bought me an Xbox S, and I bought me a 55-inch TV on Amazon for only $286, and the guys came to set it up for me, all for $286. It's a Roku. It's a Roku TV. 55-inch, $286, and the guys come pick it, fix it for you. And that's some. And my games, oh my God, I love it. I can't wait to play Grand Theft Auto and play Fallout. I'm taking a break from those games, but I'm also playing the Mafia 1 and 2. But it looked good. It looked good. When I woke up this morning, I had to go to the laundromat because I'm going on vacation, like I said. I really hate to leave y'all guys, you know. I just love doing this, and I hate to leave y'all guys. But have to go. Have to take a break. And instead of taking on and off break, I'm just going to take April, May, June, a whole 3 months. That way, I get back in shape, rested, and start making some more podcasts and radio show. Got to start saying that. The Koi Wetla Podcast and Radio Show. Because I play music now. And I play the music as I'm talking. So, here's some more great music. Born in Grace. And this is one of my favorite gospel songs. And I really love this song. I think it featuring, it says, Starville, and featuring Little June. Yeah, that's the two artists. Starville, and featuring Little June, and it's called Born in Grace. Love it. And welcome to the Koi Wetla Podcast and Radio Show. It's Born in Grace.
Born in
Morning Grace. I don't know if I'm saying this wrong, but Estara, really, and featuring Little Joe, June, and really good gospel song. I just hope that y'all like this song. And I will be playing a song for a friend, and a lot more coming up. Okay, but I don't know what's going on in the world out there right now. I don't know what Donald Trump going doing, but I ain't see the news yet. But I'll give you some reports and my thoughts of what's going on in the world. I haven't watched CNN for a while, but I'm gonna catch up and give my report. I do know the two idiots, the two other power people of the world, Putin and the president of China, they signed a peace agreement. And then they talk about the Western world. They talking about the Western world don't want peace. We do want peace. We the one trying to put y'all into peace. Feed your people. Give your people more freedom. Put some money in the banks. Feed your people. Do things for your people in your country. Build houses. Build roads. You don't have to be like the Western world. It can be a little different. Do your own thing, but take care of your people. You letting your people die. They can't even talk about their government in China or Russia. You treat your people bad. But you're going to sign a peace agreement and shake hands on that international stage. And talking about the Western world don't want peace. And then Putin, you're going to go invade a peaceful country. Wasn't even bombing you. We're minding their own doggone business. But here come your evil demon troops and your demon ass self and your demon double no good looking ugly looking pale looking white man self, and you're gonna go sign a peace agreement with China. Another country don't take care of its people. But you can't sit down with the rest of the world, calling us the Western world, East world. It's enough of this East Coast, West Coast in the United States. Back in the 90s, when Tupac and Biggie was doing this East Coast and West Coast thing. Enough of it. It's no East Coast, no West Coast. It's planet Earth. You just live east of the border. That's it. Everybody, even in all 50 states, we live different. People do different things here in Maryland than they do in New York or Maine. They talk different in the South. They do different things in the West. What in the North, they do different things. But we one country. We don't call the Eastern United States. We don't say the Western United States. We say the United States. Or we say the West Coast. California. Nevada. This dumb peace thing that they signed is don't make sense. Don't make sense. I don't trust them with an ugly looking dog. To me, it's just a smoke cloud to make the Western world try to think the Western world is dumb. But we not dumb. We see past your bullshit and your smoke. What's really going on. And I hope the boys in Washington and the boys around the country who's allies with the United States can see through the smoke too. Because we think your peace agreement is a smoke screen. That's what I think. That's my opinion. I don't know about Capitol Hill and all, what they think. Because they more smarter than me. And they probably know, probably see the same thing. You know? But a lot of Americans can see through the bullcrap and the smoke screen that y'all two just put up, Putin and Mr. China President. It's nothing but a smoke screen to make the Western world think and turn his head. But we not. We watching you close now since you signed that peace agreement with each other. Instead of signing a peace agreement, taking down your missiles, your mass destruction missiles, threatening to abominate a little country like Ukraine and all. Take your missiles now. Put your missiles away. Call President Joe Biden and the rest of the Western world and other countries and make peace agreements with all countries. And see, you can do that with all countries. If you're really serious about your peace and your peace agreement, call the United States up and say, let's sit down and talk about a peace plan. Stop your labor laws. Stop your little things that you're doing. We love you, China, because you make good things. And you've been making a lot of things for us. But I think it's time to bring the business back to the United States. That's one thing I do agree with the Republicans. It's time to bring the factories and car dealerships and back to the United States. And get the jobs back to America. I do agree with that one. You know, Democrats, Joe Biden. If they don't want our business no more, we can make stuff. We can learn how to make stuff. The more you practice, the better you get. And we probably be better than China. We can find other places around the country, world, where they sell aluminum to make aluminum batteries and stuff. China don't only, it's not the only country to have that. I'm sure it's a lot of countries, including the United States. Including we got it here too. No? But we do want Russia and China and the rest of the world in on our peace. But China and Russia, they don't want the peace of the Western world. They call it Western world. You know? So, that's the news that I do know of. Those two idiots signed a peace agreement. And, audience, look it up. Find what's really going on. If you really know what's going on, leave a comment on my YouTube channel, Query With Our Podcast Show, okay? And just express your opinion about that. I know, but do you think it's a smoke screen? Do you think it's a bullcrap with Putin and the President of China? That little peace agreement that they signed? What you think about that? I know what I think. I just really don't want to say it because I know I got children listening to the show. And it's just a bunch of bull to me. And the United States don't see that, then we definitely in trouble. That means we really don't have no leaders on either side if they don't see what's really going on either. If the president don't really see that, if Democrats and Republicans don't really see what's really going on, then American people is in really, really trouble. Because we got some fake leaders. My opinion. My opinion. A need for the Constitution of the United States. Don't mean to stir up nothing. Disagree with our show. And I'm just saying my opinion on my show. A lot of white people got a talk show. They say their opinion too. About Donald Trump. How they feel and all. So I'm going to say mine. Don't mean to stir up nothing. Don't want to start nothing or anything. But I just see things where it really is. And how bull it is. This bull crap. It's a moon music.
Always in me commonwealth, little junk, getting love from my city. I roll call for the DMV. In my own lane, you could still ride with me.
Lord knows I made mistakes.
You won't end, but it's too late.
I don't need your support just to know I'm important.
I will never sell myself short, cause I know you see me on the come up. Big girl with big dreams and big dreams.
Here's a song for a friend, and be right back. This is number one of my favorite country songs.
I know you ain't doing this to yourself. Stop what you're doing and let him go. Pack up all your things when you're finally done. Call me up, sweet mama, we'll run. Cause oh, what a way to live a life. Living in pain and fear as a wife. I said next time he hurts you, I'll know when. That time will be the last he ever hurts you. Put all your extra makeup on work.
all feel it too. We know you're hurt. And I know some time will pass before you know what's real. And I can't change the way you think. But oh, what a way to live a life. Living in pain and fear as a wife. Myself next time he hurts you, I'll know when. That time will be the last he ever hurts you again. Much longer will you stay? Don't drown in what's around you, let him go. Won't you find your new surrounding with the man who loves you so? The man I know will treat you like you're worth your weight in gold. 'Cause oh, what a way to spend a living in pain and fear as a wife. I said next time he hurts you, I'll know when. That time will be the last he ever hurts you again. He'll do it again, again and again.
Song for a friend. Well, like I said, if they were serious about what they were signing, then they would include everybody, and Putin would stop the war. He would end the war, and also he would turn himself into the international court for war crimes, killing little children and all. He would step down as president and all. So that's why I believe his peace agreement is a bunch of bull too. And anybody can see it, you know. Anybody can see it. Go look at the tapes on the news. Go find Putin and the President of China peace agreement. Go look it up on the website and all. Read about it. Read what they're doing. And look past the smoking gun. Try to get past the smoking and see what they're really doing. To me, we can see it. I don't know about y'all, but I pay attention to that stuff. It's 21st century, and they got warheads too. I mean, they want to destroy this. It took us 200 and some years to build all of this stuff. And just because we're doing things right in the Western world, and our allies in NATO, and all, we doing things right, helping people, feeding the world, and all, help feed poor countries, trying to get them back as a stable country. You know, the little countries that don't have electricity, the little countries who don't have McDonald's or Burger King, don't even have roads, don't even have enough food or clothes on their back or medicine. We send people to those countries in Africa and all. We got people to do that stuff. Like the Red Cross and other members, like the Red Cross, members of churches and stuff, go right into the heart of these countries and provide medicine and stuff like that. That's what the United States do. Go look it up. They private organizations that go risk their lives going into world in a danger zone to help people who don't have medicine like we do. You know? And look at the two other power countries signing a peace agreement. Got $50 billion. Over $50 billion or more. And still building rockets. And saluting, having parades for their stuff in the military instead of feeding their country. China got people all over his country and starving and all. Just go look it up. I'm not making this stuff up, but you're going to sign a peace agreement with another idiot who kills little children and all. Go invade another man's land and kill children. Mm-mm. Not buying it. Cold night. That's what it is in Russia and China. Cold night. So, those people who go to other countries and help out the little small countries, I mean, it's out there, man. And I just say, I give my hats off to y'all. And I'm glad that y'all do stuff like that, you know. And there's some countries think they so powerful, they can scare you and everything. And but we know better, right? So, let's get to the other news in the entertainment world. I don't know about the music world. I don't know who's new rap musics, who new rap artists and all that. I don't really pay attention to that kind of stuff. But that will be all in my notes when I start having notes and stuff. I'll give you details on new artists and stuff like that. And as you know, here in Baltimore, it's raining, but we never got no snow from November to February. We usually get a big amount of snow in between President Day, Martin Luther King Day, and President Day. We usually get a large amount of snow. We ain't getting nothing this year. And it really disappoint me. All we got is rain. Rain, like we living on the East West Coast. It rained in California. It snowed in California. But we ain't get nothing. You know? So, I'm really disappointed of this winter. It was really a drag. 2023 winter was a drag and disappointed for people who like snow and everything. And for the people who don't like snow, I hope you're glad you got what you got. Because we're going to get snow. And when we get it, it's going to be major. We're going to get it. And I hope it comes next year. And I hope it hit bad. I do. I hope we get storm after storm. I'm just saying, you know, I love snow. I just hope we do get it. And I know y'all had a good time. And just seeing rain. Yeah, it got a little cold. Got below. The coldest probably got in 2023 is 20 degrees below. That wasn't cold to me. And maybe it got to the 35s. To the 30 to 35 where it can snow. But it didn't snow. It was days that it would look like it's going to snow, but it didn't. And to me, as a snow lover and a skier, it was just disappointing. You know, really disappointing. And I just didn't like this year's snow. So, here's some more music from y'all. And hopefully you like Mexican music, whatever this is called. Again, Lila Dili and something name. I don't know. Just enjoy it. Let's go. Wow. Sound good. Pretty good. Didn't have no words or nothing with this dancing music, you know. But how many, just go to my YouTube channel, Corey Whitlock Podcast Show, YouTube, put a like, subscribe to the channel. Follow me on Facebook, follow me on Instagram, follow me on Twitter. Go to Amazon, get my two books, Burning Love and Ocean Sky, and Mr. Boogie Shoes, and pre-order Data Blood, coming out 2024, March the 30th of 2024, and Deep is coming out later that year. So I'm really doing it. I'm really leaving my past behind me, looking towards my future, taking my blessings, carrying it with me, have God beside, holding my hand, and knocking down those barriers that was put up to throw me off, to disrail me, to make me think that I can't get over those barriers, get over those mountains, get over them rivers. But I got Jesus' hand, and he said, walk. And that's all. He commanded me to walk, run, and fly. When he said, run, I ran. When he said, fly, and I'm flying. Look what y'all doing. Y'all listening to my show. Now, who imagine, who brought you to this show to listen to it? If you believe the Almighty, yep. If the Almighty came in your mind, yep. If the Almighty wants you to listen to this message that he put in my mind and give to you, yep. He brought you to the Corey Whitlock Show. See how God used people? He had 12 apostles, and each one of them had different lifestyle. He used each one of them. And all of them weren't good people. All 12 of them was a mess. They was a mess. If you know your story about Jesus and all that, and how one of his apostles traded him and gave him to the Romans, and that's right, one of his apostles, the 12 apostles, betrayed him, you know. And Jesus knows this. He knew it. And to the best of my understanding, you know, I try to minimize much as I can and read much as I can, you know, and just put that knowledge, that food, that soul food in my mind, you know, that wisdom, you know, that God's giving me now, that I open my mind to, finally open my mind to it, and that it comes in. And it's not too late for anybody else either. If you can't figure out why things is happening to you, why you keep going back to jail, or why you keep getting married and getting divorced, or why you can't keep money in the bank, or why you can't have a relationship with people, first you need to just, wherever you at, I don't care who looking, just get on your hands and knees and say, God, I surrender. I surrender. I did everything I could on my own without you, and I just can't do it. I need you. And watch. I would say give him about 5 days to 5 months and a year and beyond. Doors, people, and the things that you like gonna start coming in faster than you can imagine. I got a IMAX computer last year. I got an Xbox S this year. I got a 55-inch TV this year. And I was in the hospital during my birthday and all. Almost lost my life because I had an infection in my arm. But God said, no, there's a lot more work to do. You get your rest. And back in September, October, November, and December, I thought I was going to lose this barn, this mess up barn and all. Because my landlord, he don't take care of it and everything. And he don't believe nothing I say. Then he gonna go raise my rent. You know. Just because I got sick and everything. You know. And I just do my best to give him what I can. You know. Just like now. Sometimes I make the amount that I'm supposed to pay in rent. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'm short. But I just leave it to God. I say, God, please, I need a roof over my head, so please, just make sure next month I have enough. And he do, and he can do the same for you. All right, people, 16 Bars, Paradise. This is a good country song.
I got a running tab that's done run away. Sometimes I think I'm whistling past the graveyard. Last night I got so drunk I didn't even know my name. But the beer is cold and the music's always playing. And the jukebox is the best there is in town. Safety free at a happy hour. Songs and whiskey sires can cheer up any man who's feeling down. We say Jesus ain't an easy man to talk to. Heaven never sounded all that night. But you feel a little better singing, drinking songs together. A little 16 bars. Late shift, so I hear. Nicky looks so tired it might fall over, but he heads straight for the jukebox and he orders him a beer. Well, his home's a wreck, been bouncing checks, got bills that's piling high. He asked the good Lord for some help, and he got no reply. And he said, Jesus ain't an easy man to talk to. Heaven never sounded all that nice, but I feel a little better singing, drinking songs together. A little 16 bars of paradise. Now you make some big mistakes over a lifetime. Heaven knows there ain't no perfect man. Sometimes it's just too late for forgiveness, but everybody here knows that you're doing the best you can. Well, life is tough, you done had enough, you ain't got no cash to spend. Come on down to Buddy's Bar, it's on the house, my friend. We say Jesus ain't an easy man to talk to. Bars
16 Balls of Paradise. Go down to Little Buddy's bar. Wow, man. Yeah, I get it. I get it. I like the line when he say Jesus ain't an easy man to talk to. I think he easy. I think he's an easy man to talk to. I really do. Just gotta talk to him more and more, you know, about your problems as well, the things that you want, and also the things that you need, because he's going to give you what you need first, and then he's going to take care of your wants as he take care of your needs, you know. So just remember that, okay? Your wants are not going to come to you, but he's going to take care of your needs, because he already know what your needs are. He's going to take care of that. But once your needs is taken care of, he'll give you a little bit of, he'll bless you just a little bit with your wants. And that's what he did with me, with the IMAX computer, the TV, and the game, and the Xbox game. But he made sure I got clothes to wear, I got food, and I got a job and a roof over my head first. And then he took care of wants. And he can do that to y'all. The people who haven't come to him yet. The people who walked away from him. Who was mad at him and all. And haven't come back to him. He wants you back. He wants you back. Because he's going to watch your back. He watching you anyway. Matter. Mad at him because he took a loved one from you. Well, he need that loved one in heaven. He mad at you because you think he made the divorce. Well, there was a reason for that divorce. You mad at him because you lost that good job that you really, really liked and you finally got. Well, there's a reason for that. Because he want to put you up on another level. Because he knows that you can do better and what you was doing. Okay? So, don't get mad at him. I used to, too. The stories of me and my ex-wife could have been better if we put him in our life. She would be right here with me right now. Because it's not all her fault. It's my fault, too. But it could have been better if we put him first. And all those people was trying to get in, but they never got in. I know it. Here's some more music. Thank you. Okay, everyone, you know what time it is. I love you. Stay good. Stay peace. Remember, get checked for cancer. Your men, definitely. And everyone, love everyone around the world. Watch your love your neighbors. And be good. Live long to prosper. May the force of God be with you. And Ashley, and we love you. See you next time.
With a new